friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Were you expecting a lawsuit yesterday about NIL? I mean, every state, we've talked about this for years, that it was just a matter of time. I know you tried to jump ahead of this with the folks who are in the Ohio High School Athletic Association that vote on everything and said, hey, we got to look at what's going on. In the past, they've said, no, let's push it off. Now, where do we sit with NIL?
Yeah, you know, I think you mentioned we did try 3 years ago to get ahead of this. And at the time, about six states did it when we had it up 3 years ago, and right now over 40 states are doing it. And I can share with you that I'm in contact with the directors of these states and have asked several times, anybody having any issues with this? And it's a resounding no issues at all. Very few athletes get it. Less than 1% of the athletes in the country are getting a deal, and it hasn't been a problem. And I think no, we're not surprised that we did this. And so, you know, I always say this, we're a reflection of our membership, and things that we bring to vote, referendum items that we bring in May come from our membership. As an example, a couple years ago, the move from 4 to 7 divisions in team sports and the increase in soccer to 5, that came from our membership. And since this got voted down, not one school has brought it back up. But we did about a year ago bring it up to our membership in our regional meetings. We go out in the fall and the spring, the 6 of our districts, and meet with all the administrators. And we started bringing it up to basically to say, hey, this is inevitable. It's not a question of whether you agree with a high school athlete receiving NIL dollars on her name, image, and likeness. But it's coming, and we should shape the narrative. Our school should, and it's either going to happen one of three ways, legislatively, from a court, or our member schools. And so, again, we're not surprised. A lawsuit does, Andy and Jeff, does trigger a opportunity for us to do an emergency vote, which we are prepared to do. And so this is where we're at today.
Doug, when this went through in college, I don't think, you know, the idea was, originally anyway, hey, great, kids can go and get some dollars by doing this, that, whatever. It's become just flat out paying players to come to your school. You already answered the big thing that I had. You said 1%, or did you say less than 1%?
But less than 1%, yes.
A minuscule number. So how would it play in Ohio high school sports if it were to become a reality?
I think the way it plays for us is we've had very few athletes come to us and even say they even had a deal. You know, we did have Gabe Cupps, who's playing at Ohio State now in basketball in high school, that had that opportunity. And so how this plays out for a high school student athlete is that we want to protect, number one, we want to protect the amateurism of high school sports. And this doesn't mean that our recruiting bylaws and those type of things would go away because they don't. It would still be illegal to recruit and use NIL funds to recruit an athlete to your school based on our bylaws. And so I think that's the big difference from college or high school, is that in college you can recruit kids with dollars. In high schools you can't. And that's what we want to protect. Is that we want to protect the trademarks, the copyrights, the intellectual property of our membership, our member schools, and that's what our language does if passed by our member schools on this emergency vote. It'll protect those things, I think the best thing to do is, so we've all been to high school basketball games where, you know, the JV halftime, the varsity teams come out and shoot around at halftime, you know, those things. And under our language, you can't profit at an athletic event wearing your school's athletic gear. those type of things. That's what pretty much everybody in the country has. And so when you're sitting there and wondering why, hey, why is that young man out there in a Pepsi shirt or a soda pop shirt, I should say, not just pick at Pepsi, because he has an NIL deal. Well, that's not legal at our events. And so, you know, we really want to protect that. And so I think that's the big difference that you'll see from high school to college is that the recruiting piece of that. We still have bylaw against the recruiting.
Yeah, Doug, there are two questions. Like I remember last year, Sonny Johnson, who's at Garfield Heights, whose son Marcus won Mr. Ohio Basketball. He came out and said, look, I I'm loyal to where I am right now, and I want my kid to stay here, but I've got other states coming after my kid to go play in another state because they have NIL. Can you take that into consideration for the presentation that you'll have to make?
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Here for this vote. Does that make sense? Like trying to keep our own kids in our own state, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense where you would say, this would eliminate that prep school athlete leaving to go get a high school deal in another state and keep the talent here. But more importantly, you know, it comes down to the fundamental question of should these kids be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness or their personal branding rights. And whether you believe it or not, or in it or not, it allows the Marcus Johnson to stay here and receive those dollars here instead of going to Nevada and playing.
How soon do you think you'll have to do the vote? I mean, obviously the lawsuit dropped yesterday, that's what announced. How soon are you hoping to do the emergency vote?
Well, we are in conversation with the attorneys from the family who presented the lawsuit and it was filed in Franklin County. So the judge who's hearing that in Franklin County and, you know, our police certainly give us 2-3 weeks to put this out. It is not a surprise to us at the OHSA, and it's also not a surprise to our membership. We've been telling them that this is a possibility. It's likely to happen before May rolls around when we're going to put it on as a referendum item. And so the good thing for us is we've been preparing for this kind of ahead of the game a little bit. Mm-hmm. So our language has already been approved by our board. And we're just waiting to see right now on a timeline of the court to allow us to go out for a vote.
And then how important is it that these administrators that are voting in the emergency vote make a decision now rather than letting the courts decide?
Well, again, I think overwhelmingly when we asked that question, and shared, hey, this is inevitable, it's coming, and it's likely to happen this way, just the way it played out. And as a member school, who do you think should control the narrative of the three? And overwhelmingly, our schools felt like, hey, we need to control the narrative. We need to write the policy the way it needs to be to protect our schools and still allow our athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. So we're ahead of the game a little bit for something like this. And so our membership knows. And it was overwhelming in the room when we would ask that question that the schools, that we should control that narrative.
All right, so let me give you one shot. Tell parents why you think it's important that this gets under. I mean, you kind of did just now, but I want to make sure people kind of understand. I think the important part of what you said was less than 1% of high school kids. Like, we already have, as a high school coach in the state, we have delusional parents that think that their kids are going to make millions the second they walk out of their high school. So how important is it, one more time, for the state to get this under control right now while you have the opportunity?
Well, I think it's a lot. Again, so the language does protect us from the recruiting, from the collectives that are set up at the college level. Mm-hmm. We don't feel that's in the best interest of our high school athletics here in Ohio. But we also think, too, that if it's out there, We want to say our member schools aren't negotiating contracts or in charge of an athlete who may get NIL funding at their school, but they need to be aware of it so that that we can, as educators in the state of Ohio, as somebody who's, as I say this all the time, our coaches know who needs shoes, pants, food, their kids, and they also know who needs some financial advice. So there's a lot of money to that if you get a deal like this, and you need to support that family on making sure they understand there's taxes that come along with it, there's insurance that come along with the cars, you know, those type of financial things out there that normal 18-year-olds just don't think about that way, and how to take care of their funds. But again, we want to protect not just our member schools, but we want to protect our athletes from bad things that go on out there with this, and in terms of contracts and what you're obligated to do. And so, you know, we'll provide a company that provides education for people with that. And so we want to do it the right way if it's coming in, and it appears it is coming in. Mm.
Doug, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time, and good luck with all the fall sports state championships that you guys are running right now. Then it'll all culminate in Canton when we finish up with football there in a couple weeks.
And you know this, Andy. My car is on that Odyssey app at 92.3. Appreciate you and Jeff and all you do, and the folks at your station there for athletics and to promote high school athletics. But I love I'm a loyal listener to you guys, so appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you, Doug.
We
also appreciate you giving us the time so quick too, especially with everything happening yesterday. Take care, Doug.
Appreciate it, Doug.
Have a good day.
You
thanks,
too.
Guys.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.